Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. I share this in my group this morning is that you want to reach a stage where you're not babying your business. You know, we like to say, well, my business is my baby, my business is my baby, and nobody can do it the way that I can do it. Listen, you are sabotaging your success. If you want to create a business that is scalable, meaning that you're making money consistently all the time, and you're not giving time for money, you know what I'm saying? If that is the type of business that you want, because everybody doesn't want that, right? But if that's the type of business that you want, you need to stop treating your business like a baby, because it's going to remain in the infant stages if you continue to treat it as a baby, right? There are people who can do certain parts of your business a lot better than you, right? Hire them. My virtual assistants, and they can do certain parts of this business so much better than me. Things that I will take 2-3 hours to do, they literally do in 10 minutes. So I pay them to do that. And that has allowed me not to get stuck in all the back-end work and all those things that are distracting, but really to focus on the income-generating stuff in my business, and they can focus on the things that they are great with. My business is not a baby. My business is not even a toddler. My business is a full-grown, walking female who is taking over the world. And I'm treating her as such, and I'm feeding her with everything that she needs to continue to take over this world, right? It's not a baby. Stop treating your business like a baby. Stop pampering it. Stop being delicate with it. Stop being afraid to release some of your control. And guys, it's about being smart. I know that there is this thing about if I share too much, somebody's going to thief my ideas and all this kind of thing, but it's about you being smart, right? You have to understand which parts of your business you need to share with your staff and which parts you keep to yourself, and you have to have contracts. Yeah. You need to make contracts to protect yourself and to protect your business so that things like that do not happen to your business. But you need to stop. You have to make that decision that I am not treating my business like a baby, but as a full-grown adult who is ready to take over this world. And all I am doing is nurturing that business and providing that business with all the food, the nourishment that it needs. And sometimes that may mean bringing people in. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to grow your business. And I'm not saying you need to have 10 people on your team. You don't even need that much, right? Depending on your business, you can have one person, but one very dynamic person, or two people, very dynamic people who can work on the things that you are not great at, because no one person is great at everything. Right, you may be great at creating the thing that the offering that you have, but you're not great at social media. You're not great at email marketing. You're not great at videos. You're not great at doing your graphic work, and that is fine. Then hire that out to somebody who is great at doing that. So you're giving your business a fighting chance to be as great as it can possibly be. Guys, you are sabotaging your business by treating it like a baby. We're not dealing with babies here, right? Full grown-ups who are ready to take over the world. But it starts with you. It starts with your mindset, and it starts with you making a decision to be a better boss, be a better leader, be a better entrepreneur, so that you can get everything that you want in a faster pace of time as well, right? Because you can't do all of this alone, right? And I've spoken to you already about how we could go about hiring staff besides the contract. You can hire staff part-time. You can hire them virtually. There's so many different variations of how you can bring somebody on your team and ensure that the work that they are doing is actually bringing you a return on your investment.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.